Okay, Ryan, we'll start with the obvious and probably somewhat silly question. How do you reflect on the last two games and what you've seen from your players?
Well, it's obviously a kind of a weird weekend. You know, we scored 11 goals, and unfortunately, we conceded far more. You know, 17, I guess, 17-11, and kind of tough to analyze that. You know, obviously, you're scoring goals, and power play's clicking, but on the deep side of it, we're leaking goals here. That's a major concern.
I mean, again, it's probably another daft one to ask, but how disappointed at the reaction you perhaps didn't get from tonight's game, from last night, following on from last night?
That's probably the biggest disappointing thing is we didn't. I mean, we knew we were playing Rusty. You know, Rusty hasn't seen a lot of ice. We wanted to make sure we protected him early. You know, we lost the first six face-offs in a row. One resulted in a goal. You know, we had to make a line change 17 seconds into the first period. And the compete level, I didn't think was there. We compete in situations, but our first 5 minutes, we're getting outworked, we're getting outcompeted. We're taking far too long to get into periods, and usually it's something negative that gets us going as opposed to something positive. And that's just not conducive to winning, and that's not going to be give us the success we want here. So that's the biggest disappointment over the weekend here.
Now, you mentioned there you started with Gary Russell tonight. You started him ahead of Chris Holt. How do you feel he performed?
I thought Rusty played well. I thought he made some big saves for us. We didn't give him a lot. We didn't give Holtie a lot on Saturday. You know, I think people think it's a witch hunt. It happens every day. You know what I mean?
Hello? Yeah, you thought Gary played well last night, tonight?
Yeah, I thought he made some big saves for us. You know, I'm sure he would have liked to have that first one back, but, you know, jitters and hasn't played for a while. It's understandable. You know, he made some big saves, and, you know, unfortunately we couldn't get him the win, and, you know, we left him out to dry, especially on the penalty kill. They executed some nice plays on the back door, and that hurt us.
Now, there's some that felt you should have pulled Holt last night and given Gary some ice time in the game against Sheffield. Why didn't you?
Well, you don't ever put your backup into a one or two shot hockey game when you're in the lead. It made sense, obviously, for Tomo at 8-5 to pull his guy. You know, and then they come back, make it 8-6. I still felt we were pretty good, and you definitely don't pull your starting goalie with 7 minutes left to put a backup who's been sitting for 53 into a 1-2 shot hockey game. It just never happens. You don't see it. You know, I felt at the time we could get out and get through the period. Obviously, the 8-7 and then some momentum, they come at us at 8-8. But it's just not an area you pull a guy with 7 minutes left and for another guy who's been sitting for 53 watching. And put him into a two-shot hockey game. Mostly, it's when you know you're getting blown out, and it really doesn't matter. Unfortunately, that wasn't the situation, and it didn't work out for us in the end. I stand by that decision. It's a no-brainer. It's hockey 1-on-1. It's not too difficult to get that decision.
And finally, you've got two games next week to prepare for. You go to Manchester and then Sheffield. How do you start to forget what's happened this weekend? What are the first steps you take in trying to move on from that?
Well, like you said, there's so many positives and so many negatives. Positives are goals, and the negatives, for the first time this season, we're starting to leak some goals, and we've been a pretty defensive. You know, you look at the numbers, goals against, we're top three in the league. So this isn't an epidemic concern of ours. It's just something that's come in this past weekend. And situations like this, you know, where Holtsey goes, he watches the game, and you expect Holtsey now to come back stronger. He's a professional. He's been around the game. He's not a crybaby. And you expect a reaction. And sometimes you got to go to the extreme to get these reactions, and that's what we're looking for. Like I told Holtsey, he's got to be our best player every night. For us to have a chance, you know, for any team to have a chance, their best player needs to be their goalie. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, and he'll be the first to admit he wasn't happy with his play and took the decision to maybe let's just sit him out, let him watch and let's bring him back here and try to change it, and as opposed to just running through the same routine of just playing. Let's try something different here. So two steps forward to maybe, or one step back, take two steps forward, and that's kind of what we're looking for. But like I said, there's no panic coming from this group. I wasn't happy with our compete level for 60 minutes tonight. You know, we take some bad feelings at the end that cost us and killed off the game. You know, discipline hasn't been an issue, but frustrations did boil over, and we obviously had a reaction off a few guys today, and Keither obviously, and that's just frustration, and I can tolerate that. You know, but like I said, it's. The doom and glooms for everybody else and Twitter and Facebook messages, it's certainly happening here. I know exactly the group we have. I know exactly what it is we need to do to be successful, and we'll do it here. This isn't, like I said, it's a different league than it's been. You know, I've been here for 10 years almost, and trust me, I've never seen a league this tight. You know, typically teams are winning at 80%, and that just isn't happening right now. So it's it's going to be a process, and it's about staying even keeled and fighting through the good weather and bad weather. And right now, it's a little bit bad. But like I said, we got an opportunity, two games on the road, to get together in a rink we haven't been in, a small rink. We typically play well in small rinks. You know, Manchester, we've played well in Cardiff every time we've gone down there. Very similar rinks. So we'll get prepared and do that. But obviously, we got a lot of work to do.
Perfect.